Consumer Watch with Wayne Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Clash of the Christmas Custards. It's that time of the year again. Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So this is a first for Consumer Watch, huh? A taste test Consumer Watch.
13 years of weekly shows and I've never done a taste test. I'm not exactly sure why, but anyway, there's a first for everything. And today It was sparked by two custard adverts in the Sunday papers at the weekend because Christmas means a massive boost to custard sales. Ultramel maker Danon went with Trusted to Bring People Together for 40 years.
You've got to do that in the advert voice.
No, well, you do it then.
Okay, Trusted to Bring People Together for 40 years.
Okay, I'll bow before greatness. Okay, so they're trading on tradition and brand loyalty.
Yeah.
Parmalat punted its vanilla-flavored custard like this. Thought your old favorite was ultra delicious. Taste why 7 out of 10 custard lovers prefer Parmalat. And there was a little asterisk linking to a tiny little line at the bottom of the ad, which read, rated the preferred custard in an independent blind taste test.
Okay.
So being Consumer Watch, I asked Parmalat which independent body conducted this test and when and how many custard lovers took part in that test and actually what qualifies you to be a custard lover.
Exactly.
Okay. So sadly, Parmalat's Janine Kreiling would only say that the test was conducted in August by a, quote, independent, reputable SAMRA accredited research agency. So in other words, not the ECO staff. HCR staff, mm-hmm. Based on a statistically representative sample of people who regularly eat custard. Okay, so we don't know how many people.
No, we don't know how many people tested the two custards.
So, yeah, but I thought it would be a super idea if Consumer Watch staged its own Christmas custard contest, our in-house panel putting Ultramel, Parmalat, and a third vanilla-flavored ready-to-eat custard brand to the test. That's Clover's Classic Vanilla Flavored Custard. Okay.
Clash of the Christmas Custards.
Indeed.
So this is our first for Consumer Watch this week. A taste test.
Exactly. So, interestingly, Clover's long-term relationship with the French company Danone ended in 2014, and Danone got the custard. So last year, Clover launched its own ready-to-eat custard, Clover Classic, and it's now number 3 in the market behind Ultramel, the market leader, and Parmalat, number 2 place. So clearly ours, I have to say, was a very small panel, not statistically representative, I'm quite sure, but the 10 of you, that's Darren Sky and Damon Beard,
mm-hmm.
plus 7 of the news team people,
mm-hmm.
took the task very seriously indeed. So here's a little snippet of Darren Sky and Damon getting stuck into their custard.
Mm. Do we have to finish the whole bowl? Yeah, I'm not testing anything, I'm eating the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. This is better.
Mm. Oh, my word.
Mm. Okay, yeah, okay, I know which my favorite is.
Mm.
Okay, I'm done. There you go.
Can I have a pen, Darren?
Oh, do you want me to eat your custard first, okay?
Okay, so it was very competitive.
And it's gone. Mm. So clearly the three of you were not on the same page when it came to how custard should taste.
Uh-huh. Do you guys have a firm favorite?
Number 2.
I was torn between the two, but one of them definitely jumped out as like as the most awesomest.
I like number 1 the best, but for me that was the most familiar tasting.
Number 2 was for me the worst.
No, for me it was the best.
To say it's the worst of custard, I'd still eat a litre of it. It's fine. Number 3, by far the winner.
For me, that was the worst.
All three guys liked a different brand.
And
best.
That was weird, that, hey? We would have thought one would rise to the top as the favorite, but it was like Damon was number 1. Damon was number 2. Sky was number 1, I was number 3.
Right, so it's just as well. I had 7 other people lined up. We all sat around a table. Not me, 7 others. And got tasting as well. And the results were surprising. 5 of the 10 altogether thought that the Clover Classic was the best tasting custard.
Wow.
3 voted for Ultramel as the best. And just 2 out of our sample of 10 thought Parmalat tasted best. Almost all the tasters noted that the Parmalat custard was the sweetest. And they were right. It has 15.7 grams of sugar per 100 grams versus Ultramel's 13.3 grams. And Clover Classic is the least sweet with just 12 grams per 100 grams of sugar. Parmalat also has the highest sodium content and the lowest fat content. So in all 3 of them, this milk sugar stabilizes flavorance and colorants, but the Clover custard has an extra ingredient, 4% cream.
Huh.
Yeah. As for price, this week at my local Checkers, a litre pack of Ultramel cost $26.99. Parmalat's litre was $24.99. And Clover Classic, the panel favourite, was by far the cheapest at $19.99.
That's fabulous news.
It is right.
Cheapest one tastes the best.
Well, it did, yeah. In our little tin panel.
Yes, of course. But our panel was not made up of custard lovers.
No, they all were. I wouldn't choose them if they didn't regularly eat custard. They had to know what that custard sort of tastes like.
Okay, so eating custard every year at Christmas, is does that qualify?
It does not qualify, you know. If you prefer your custard on the sweeter side, like Darren, who voted for Parmalat, Parmalat would likely be your preference. If not, then one of the other two. Clearly, it's worth tasting the competing brands to figure out which one you'd like with your tinned peaches or Christmas pudding.
Fabulous. Oh, this is, I love what you just did here.
Well, yeah. Well, we should do it more often.
Let's do it next week.
No, not that often.
Let's do mince pies.
Next year.
Yes?
Next year.
Next year. Next week.
Next Christmas. Okay. Hot cross buns maybe at Easter.
All right. This has been a Consumer Watch, a yummy Consumer Watch with Wendy Noller.
Thank you.